All right, well, hey guys. What's up? I don't know what this is, but here we are. Do you guys ever feel like you're so over this whole school thing? Like, I haven't been learning anything this year. I don't know about you, but like, is that normal? Okay. Sometimes we get out of class like early, like if it's online. Then the first thing I do is like I go to TikTok, or I go to like Netflix, and I start watching shit. Is that normal, or is that just me? 'Cause yeah, it's not doing too well for me. I really, I'm kind of glad I'm not like that worried about like my grades are not sleeping that much, but like. No, I'm not doing too well. We're reading Romeo and Juliet in language arts, and it's not like, okay. It's kind of weird because they show scenes, and it's like the actors, like they show scenes from the movie, and like it's like the actors like kissing, like making out, and I'm like, all right then. Like, okay. And so I don't know where to look. I'm looking over here, over there, like not at the screen. Why would I look at the screen? Like, okay. And the person who sits in front of me, literally, okay. So it's March, like March Madness is here, and every single person in my class, all they do, they're on their computers. They're looking at the stats. They're looking at everything. They're looking to see who's winning. And okay, I was in homeroom the other day, and my teacher, he goes, I know you guys aren't watching the game or anything, but if you had an idea of who was winning, who do you think would be winning? And these two wanted to know who's winning, and I was like, I don't know, but I was looking at the person in front of me because he's like really into basketball, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, this person. It was so funny. At the end of class, this guy, he comes up to me and my friend, and he goes, Ohio State is playing a blind school, like making fun of the team, right? And so me and my friend, we were like, they're actually blind, and I don't know who it was. But then we figured out like 3 days later, oh, Ohio State isn't actually playing a blind school. And I feel like everybody in their class was like, you have got to be kidding. Like, how did you not know this? We didn't. I mean, right? Like, I'm not into sports. I mean, I'm into some sports, like I dance and I do stuff like that, but some sports is just like not for me. What is something that you guys like? I don't know. Is there something that you like? Do you guys play sports? What is that you guys like know of? I don't know. Is okay. When I'm like talking to people, I was like, oh, what team are you rooting for? I'm like, yeah, this. Some, yeah, okay. I literally know like four teams, and that's it. I know like Ohio State apparently because I just saw them on the computer screen. I know like the Rams, aren't they like the LA? I don't know. I feel like I'm offending them. Maybe I should stop talking about this. I saw this TikTok, and okay, I'm like on WeChat TikTok. I'm on food TikTok, and I'm on like Taylor Swift TikTok. It's a fun time though because I'm a Swiftie because obviously imagine not being a Swiftie, like okay. And then I'm also on like Vampire Diaries TikTok because that's my favorite show of all time. Game top drawer. But it's so weird because like all my friends are like, oh, did you see this new video that when some weird person posted, I'm like, no, I didn't. Sorry. And then they look at my TikTok account, and they're like scrolling through my For You page, and it's like, oh, did you guys see new Taylor Swift's new Instagram post? It had 13 characters in it, and there was like 13 words in the caption. I'm like, ah. Yeah, that means she's gonna post an album, guys. Like, and they're like, you Swifties are so, like so extra about it. I'm like, Well, if you were a Swiftie, you would know. Yeah, she's like my favorite musician, I guess. I'm not the only one that doesn't see the hype in like Harry Styles, because like all my friends are obsessed with him, and I'm like, okay, like I've been a One Direction fan since like, or like stan since I was like out of the womb. I was like, I mean, like when they like 2011, I was like, I love them. I had their poster. I went to their concerts. I went to everything, and I had their toothbrushes. I was all in, right? And so now, only now, people are figuring out about them. And I was like, whatever. Like, I mean, I guess I've listened to all the songs. I know all the songs and stuff. But was I the only one that never found Harry cute? Like I don't know if that was just me, but I don't know. I was always a Louis person. Oh, his blue eyes, so cute, so cute. And yeah, I don't know. I like Louis and I like Niall, but I always thought Harry's kind of creepy. Like his hair, I don't know, gave me nightmares. Oh my God, I ran out of chips just now, and it's kind of upsetting. What are your favorite chips? Mine are Cheetos, obviously. So good. But aren't Cheetos supposed to have like something in their Cheeto dust that's like kind of bad for you? Because that's what my mom keeps telling me. She's like, I should not keep on buying Cheetos. Like, it's gonna be bad for you. And I'm like, okay, so like they taste good. You guys are gonna be like, come on, like what are you doing? Anyways, I have to do this like thing, and we have to learn about like reading books. Sorry, I'm like changing the subject. Reading books in Spanish are so boring. Like, you go so slow and then expect us to answer like questions that, like I can't read Spanish. Like it's been like a year. Anyways, I don't understand this at all, and none of it is working. Plus I've not been paying attention in class. Like online school has not been it for me. Like I pay attention probably like first 10 minutes of class, stay here for attendance, and I'm like, oh, friends is over there, I will go watch that, make some food for myself. Yeah. Okay, it's kind of weird, because, like, okay, I'm a germaphobe. Like, okay, I hate germs, oh my God, right? And, so, okay, I have this weird thing, like, I hate bathrooms, I can't stand bathrooms, I'm not, like, my worst enemy, right? So if I step into a bathroom with bare feet, I cannot come in my room. Like I will come into my room and I will go straight into the shower, wash my feet, and then come outside and back in the spot that I stepped in. Like I hate it. I love having clean feet. That's all I can't even go down. I can't even leave my room without socks on because my feet feel so greasy. And if I go to the bathroom with socks on, then those socks have to go straight into the wash. Like it's not work out for me. And okay, none of my family has caught on to it. Like they see me vacuuming like every day, like every 5 seconds of every day, and none of them caught on to the fact that I'm a germaphobe. Like okay, like all my friends have, all my friends caught on. They're like, oh come on, Sandra, you don't have to be. I'm like, yes I do. So yeah. I think that's it for today. I mean, 8 minutes. Wow, it's time for 8 minutes. Should I talk more? I don't know how long these podcastings are. I feel like the podcasts that I listen to are like an hour long. Like I don't have that time. but you know what? We can. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no. Please. Okay. We have to do a Socratic seminar in my class next week. I'm a pretty loud person. Like if you ask anyone in my class, they'll be like, oh yes, that girl. Like she's a loud person. And like it's not like I'm loud, like I like to ask questions. I like to make sure I understand things. Like whatever we're learning, especially like when we're in the quiz. When we're online, I don't really care. I just do whatever. But if we are like actually in school, like I want to understand what we're doing, because otherwise I'm not gonna understand it later and it's gonna come back to bite me in the butt, right? So I like to ask questions, right? And so for the Socratic seminar, there are like other people in my class who don't ask questions at all, but when a Socratic seminar comes up, they like project their voice out. I'm like, let me talk, guys. And I end up talking a good amount. And I'm glad that my teacher only like asked us to talk like twice, and then she's gonna give us like an F. But like, guys, we get it. You have opinions on this stuff. Like, you've talked like 20 times, but other people need grades too. Like, I don't know if that happens to everybody. Maybe you guys are the people that do that. Maybe you guys are the people that do that. But you know, yeah. All right. Well, I think I'm done.